Tin, 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 tin. Estás escuchando el podcast de Reggae in the City con el DJ Daddy English. Por favor, suscríbete vía iTunes, SoundCloud. You are listening to the Reggae in the City podcast with DJ Daddy English. Please subscribe via iTunes, SoundCloud and Tuning Radio APP. Tin, 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 tin.
And Daddy English, what you say, hey.
Daddy,
oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I was saying, lively up yourself and don't be no dread. Yeah, lively up yourself, the reggae is another bed.
Blessed, this is Martin, I represent for Daddy English, Reggae in the City podcast.
No play playing in the ghetto tonight, we gonna rock you tonight. Daddy English, I gonna rock you tonight. Yeah, you don't know the dance, I'm gonna rock you. When I'm around and when I'm in the town, oh, that song.
Janso, it's Janso. Don't be bogus, you're a hoe. Ah!
I'm gonna feel good. I'm gonna roll like bogus. I'm gonna represent Daddy English.
Yo, Daddy English. Escaliva, it's a big up yourself. Walk on, man. Bless up yourself. Take it easy, take it easy, yeah. Daddy English, I play some big tune. You might play some big.
Yes, I am, yes, Daddy English. What are you, UK, love you, I will find out. Say so the music you play is true. Play a love you, I will find out.
What
you got? You know,
we live on a street corner.
And who say we have respect?
I'm a trying to walk
play the music, you.
What's on your head?
Yes, I am, yes. Chronics representing for who? Daddy English.
Yeah.
Welcome back to another episode, Reggae in the City, the podcast. Right here, right now, your street daddy English in the building. Gotta say a big, big shout out to everybody tuned in and listened to all the episodes from episode number one. If you have not done that, feel free to go back and listen to all other episodes. You can listen via the iTunes podcast app, SoundCloud, TuneIn, Stitcher, iHeartRadio, Amazon Music, and many, many more platforms. Big up yourselves, yes? All we ask is you leave a comment, a like, and share the episodes. Let us know how much you're enjoying it and help us reach the world and all these things, yeah? We're going to do something a little different today. Each episode you hear me mention the Rude Boy to Rome Water Project, where we talked to Coach Shan on episode 116 of the Reggae in the City podcast, and she told us all about that project. Well, we're talking to the Jamaica team that visited the UK last month as part of the Rude Boy to Rome Water project. So we're going to shed some light on that. We're going to hear about their experiences, how they found the project, how it's helping them in their community, and how the link between the UK and Jamaica is doing a big thing. Positive works across the world by Power Mobile Gym and Sugar's Knockout Gym. So we're going to get into that right here, right now. Relax and enjoy the vibes, yes? Reggae in the City way.
Let's get down to the nitty gritty, playing some reggae in the city.
As I tread these waters of life, oh, I have to get it right. Can't get it wrong. If I do, I will lose my life. So much in the sea now that I just can't see. And I'm feeling weary, yeah.
Above Water, new music from Jalil.
Yeah, I gotta keep breathing.
Right here, right now, the Guinness City Podcast. Watch out.
Blushing, I never knew I could swim. And no one to depend on. So I dig deep within. And as I grow older, I know that trouble will come. And me say trouble can't done. So I gotta get a little stronger and strong to keep my head above the water. Don't wanna go under. Fighting, believing. I gotta keep breathing. I keep my head above the water. Don't wanna go under. Fighting, believing. I gotta keep breathing. Want to put me to shame, but I keep.
My name is Jethro Lyons, come from Zion Strong like Iron. You don't know Reggae in the City Podcast with Daddy English. Tune in! Cause this is Jethro Lyons, come from Zion Strong like Iron. Straight out of Lagos, Nigeria. You understand? Music is a universal language. So we don't deal with segregation. We don't deal with racism. We don't deal with corruption, you know? I just love and unity we approach every time. You understand? Daddy English. Big up yourself, you don't know. Jethro Lyons rates you. Big time. Blaze.
So welcome back to the Reggae in the City Podcast. And we have some very special guests. We last talked to Coach Shan from the Power Mobile Gym on episode 116. And she told us about the Rude Boy to Role Model project. And just last year, this time last year, she took an individual from the UK to Jamaica to train at Sugar's Knockout Gym. And this time, this year, we have Felipe and Cayman from Sugar's Knockout Gym in Jamaica. They're now here in the UK training at Power Mobile Gym. This is part of the big exchange that that Coach Shan and Felipe are doing with the Rude Boy to Role Model project. So it's good to touch base with the two guys here that's, you know, keeping this thing going, you know. So Felipe, tell us about Sugar's Knockout Gym. First of all, welcome to the UK.
You know? English, thank you so much. You know, it's an honor to be here. We've heard the podcast Reggae in the City so much. In Sugar's Knockout Gym, we have Reggae in the Podcast stickers all over. So
mad.
Again, it's an honor to finally be here. All right, Sugar's Knockout Gym. How did this all come about? Mm. Sugar himself is a retired professional boxer.
Okay.
He's well up in age. He's in his 70s. He started Sugar's Knockout Gym in Olympic Garden in around 2008.
Okay.
And he moved to the new location where it's now sometime in the late 2000s. And after COVID, I stumbled upon the gym probably around 2019, 2020.
Okay.
And when I stumbled upon Sugar's Knockout Gym, it was through one of my boxers that I knew that said, hey, this is my first coach. Mm. So that's why I met him.
Okay.
When I met Sugar and the gym, it was in a deplorable condition. The gym, you know, Sugar being old, having a lot of kids around, he didn't really have a strong right-hand man. So me and him, we got along fabulously right away. Mm. And he would just say to me, Felipe, you know, say one hand can't clap. And you, I'm a second.
Nice.
And the rest is history. So since then, me and Sugar just been close like that.
Okay.
You know, I look up to him. He's like the grandfather of boxing, the gatekeeper of boxing, because he always keeps the gate of the boxing gym open every day to safeguard the children in the community. So I think a huge big up to Sugar.
Is that what it's predominantly for? Is it for the youths in the community? Really?
Absolutely. Okay. So Sugar Knockout Gym is 100% a community gym. Mm. You know, its doors open to everybody. So us being there is being very pivotal to give it structure.
Okay.
To give it that youth energy. Mm. Also with our partnership with Power Mobile Gym and the Rude Boy to Role Model project, we've been able to get much needed equipment and support.
That's nice. That's very good, you know. Felipe, tell me about your journey in boxing, like your history. How did you get involved?
All right, so I was actually born in Jamaica and my first 17 years of life was in Jamaica. I was always into sports, you know, football, swimming, what have you. But I didn't get into boxing until I left and I was in Colombia. When I was in Colombia, I went to do college, to, you know, sharpen up Spanish.
Okay.
And when I was in college, you know, I'm like a rude boy still, you know, come from Jamaica, we reach at Colombia, and say, beer, pretty girl. And, you know, it just really changed my paradigm. I got to a new place, and instead of adapting, you know, I think I didn't have enough positive role models around me.
Okay, okay.
So, I was just more, I wasn't focused. I'll leave it at that. I'm not going to get into detail, but I wasn't focused. I was struggling to finish college. And I stumbled upon a boxing gym, my first ever experience with a boxing gym. And I got a good coach. And I got hooked on. From the first time I threw punches and I saw that, hey, it's not just about power, and that I did it and it was very difficult. I said, hey, I'm onto something and I really want to get better at this. Long story short, I loved boxing. I learned about it back in Colombia, 15 years ago.
Okay.
And then when I got to Jamaica, and then after 10 years of living in Colombia, I said, you know what? Exodus, movement of Ja people.
Yes.
Movement of myself. Yeah. I want to get out of the big, cold Colombian city, Bogota.
Yes.
10 million people live there, cold. I want to go back to Jamaica. And when I was back in Jamaica, the first thing I wanted to do is get back into boxing.
Okay.
But I didn't want to go to no uptown boxing gym. So I really identified myself going into the inner city and trying to teach youth boxing. So that is how I started boxing in Jamaica.
Okay.
I started just coaching the youths.
Okay, okay. That's inspiring, you know. You mentioned the song Exodus, you know what I mean?
Yeah, man.
Can we play that song now for the people?
Yes, please. Yes, okay. Big up Bob Marley and Exodus, Movement of Ja People. That English, go through.
Bad.
One voice.
I like it. Exodus. Movement of Ja people.
If this is your first time listening to the episodes, you need to know we take our time with the music. We don't rush the music, we let it play. That's the reggae in the city way, yes? Selection, sir, very good. So this is your first time in the UK.
Correct.
Yeah. So what you did this time, now you selected an individual from Sugar's Knockout Gym to take this journey with you. And who have you selected? Introduce him to us.
Absolutely. So yeah, it is my pleasure to introduce to you this young man by the name of Tafarel Cayman, and his boxing name Tough Ops. Because when he punches and deals with you, it's a complete operation.
Nice.
Cayman, please introduce yourself. Give us a go.
Yeah, so name Tafarel Cayman, currently in university.
Nice.
I've been searching for boxing for a while in Jamaica, and Sugar Knockout Gym basically gave me that home away from home.
Nice.
Where I could go and express myself, let out some stress, get some more understanding of how to control my anger, and basically relax myself in a world where I loved or been focusing on.
Okay.
Because I really wanted to start boxing, but in Jamaica it's so small and compacted that they don't really focus on the details of other sports, rather than track and field and football. So I was really searching for that different kind of sport, and I've been watching Mayweather, Mike Tyson, Muhammad Ali.
Nice.
So I always wanted to join boxing, but I didn't find that means of communication before until Sugar Knockout Gym. So that's how I started.
That's an amazing story. So you are literally the rude boy that's going to be the role model. You know what I mean? That's what it is. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
How long have you been at Sugar's Knockout Gym then?
4 years now.
4 years. Okay. And how do you find it? What's your feelings about it and everything you're doing there?
Well, it's come from a far away. It's very developing to where it was just birds in the gym, and then structurally developing gradually with new rings, new bags,
nice,
new people in and out. You have kids coming in, kids coming back, not coming back. We have one kid, Hercules.
Okay,
I
yes.
hope for him to stay in boxing for a while because he's a good kid.
Yes.
Good boxer, I'm telling you.
Right.
If he grows in it, he's going to be amazing.
Yes.
I love him, so I always look out for him, and it's just one team and one love.
I like that. And I like that you mentioned Hercules' name, because I see him on the social media. Like, you know, he's got so much passion. He seems so intelligent and sharp, you know. It's good, you know. How did you get this opportunity then to be selected out of all the students there to come to the UK?
Ah, that question is...
Well, if you want, I'll answer that.
Okay.
So, you know, with Shan, we always notice that when we speak on stories, you know, Shan and myself, we live a parallel life in boxing. Mm. She did it in the UK here while I was in Jamaica.
Yeah.
We both started boxing, not having boxing gyms. Mm. So I actually started when, after COVID, I started Rude Boy Boxing, just promoting boxing. I just built, I said, you know what? There's COVID, we can't go out on the road, we can't do anything, so I do it Rude Boy style. Yes. So I just went up by the river, by Mammy River.
Right.
Big up Mammy River. And we just built a ring with some board and some rope, and when you have rope, you have hope.
Yeah.
So we literally did that.
Lyrics.
Literally did that. And if you check our social media page, you'll see that it's back to 2018 when everything was kind of deady-deady.
Mm.
We got the ring ready. And we got all the boxers to come through. And we had no structure. We had no gym, but there are boxers around. So we put a platform for them to box.
Yes.
You know, we didn't know what we were doing, but we had such a driving passion that we just went forward. In the same time, Shan was doing her boxing here, Paul Mogul Gym, in the parks.
Yes.
So the thing that we noticed is that although we don't have a gym, we're kind of talking about the boxers themselves.
Yes.
More than the physical location, the people.
Yes.
And we noticed that some boxers were just very good, but then they're lacking in other areas of life.
Yes.
You know, sometimes they'd be very talented, but they wouldn't know how to control their angle.
Mm.
They'd have very positive sides, but then they didn't have the all-rounded side. You know, they didn't have aspirations aligned with kind of something positive. They didn't have like a backup plan. You know, you just can't do unboxing.
Yes.
So that's how we developed the Rude Boy to role model, saying, hey, we want somebody that's all-rounded.
Mm.
We want them to also be exposed to culture, arts, and music.
Yes, most definitely.
Which is very integral to our program.
Mm.
And then that was important in choosing a person. So it wasn't just boxing. It had to have other things and other leadership qualities. Mm. So that is how Taffarel was selected, because not just myself, Shan went with a blank slate to Jamaica last year.
Mm.
And she had a chance to assess everybody for herself.
Right, okay.
Independent to what she thought or independent to what I would have told her.
Mm-hmm.
So after this, when the opportunity came and we shortlisted a couple of candidates and we did kind of our analysis of strong points, we definitely went with Cayman because of his other natural leadership characteristics.
Well done, yeah.
You know, he has vision. He's always trying to help everybody.
Yes.
So things like this made him be the selected candidate.
Yeah, that's nice to see. So commending to you, you know, I mean, well done to you, because you've worked hard to get to this point, you know. In boxing, how would you describe your style, your boxing style?
Boxing right now, I'm trying to develop a more technical boxing.
Okay.
I don't want to be that free running or laid back person. Mm-hmm. I want to be so focused in the ring that if you touch me, I don't even know you're touching me. I'm just like so focused on my targets, like zoned in.
Yes.
That's what I'm aiming for.
Okay.
At the moment, because recently I had a fight in the championships.
Mm.
I had to cut weight late and there was stuff throwing me off.
Mm.
When I'm in the ring, I was like all over the place in my mind.
Mm.
So yeah, I'm aiming for a well-focused boxer.
That's good.
And proper training, basically.
Well done, well done. So you mentioned you had the fight. How many fights have you had and what's your record?
Right now I have one fight on record.
Mm.
I spar a lot, but 1-0.
Okay.
So I lost the fight because of some misjudging, but I work with it.
Yeah. You see, me, I do Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu, and what we say is, you never lose, you always learn.
Yes,
you know what I mean?
Absolutely.
So keep going, you know what I mean? And I see you got that warrior spirit, so, and I know you will keep going, you know?
No, man, Cayman is tough. Like, to be honest, just to throw flaws and give it to him while he can smell them.
Yes.
He's a warrior, yo. Cayman is aggressive.
Good.
Strong.
Yeah, I like
you
it.
You know, he's always been athletic. So
yes.
Even when we come here to England, as soon as we got off the airplane, we sparred Big Joe, right?
Yeah.
Wow, okay.
He gave me a headache, though, but. Yeah, but straight off the plane, it's kind of like, sparring, like, all right, cool.
Cool, nice.
Yeah, let's go. I worked it out. It was good.
Yeah.
It was good.
How do you find what are the differences, like, with the boxing in Jamaica and
here?
And here?
Yeah. First thing first, the cold.
Yeah.
Yes. Cold. Yes, yeah. The air was so heavy in that ring.
Okay,
man.
Yes.
Compared to Jamaica, where I could breathe more properly, it took me a while to get used to the breathing.
Okay.
So it was like, when I was breathing, it was like heavy on my chest. And
okay.
Like, I couldn't breathe properly, so it was hard for me to last like 3 rounds,
okay.
4 rounds, and Uncle Spence was killing me. It's like, after these 4 rounds, yeah, work again. And I was like, all right, cool, let's go.
Well done.
Because I'm here for it.
Well done, well done.
Yes.
I want you to select a song.
Yeah.
A favorite song of yours, because it's the Reggae in the City podcast, yeah. Reggae music, dancer music, everything under the umbrella of Jamaican music.
Yeah.
What song would you select?
Massacre, I Promise.
Big,
yeah,
big.
I really promise my mom, my family, that I will make it in life.
Wow.
And I will give back to them.
Amen.
No matter what, especially my mother, because she's such a driven person to
nice.
Me. She's always pushing me, always giving me motivation, never nice. Give up. Always telling me to try stuff, don't sit down and just relax. The world is out there to explore. Go and get it. Don't sit and wait and then go.
Come on,
go
on for
it.
Goodness, long before Guinness make
one.
Granny said the wages of sin is death and we not finish it.
Food night chalice. Half it I'm in the move like novice. Girl loose night palace. Wonder if I saw Alice. Mommy come true, ya goddess.
Step.
Have it from school, night body.
Blessed, this is Mark. Tomorrow present for Daddy English. Reggae in the City podcast.
G-side. Come in the miss with me and us now. Running on the mouse and every mic to make a muckle. Every big man get a shot and every pit nigga get a buckle. Queen in the dead, now give me the rush, give me a shuffle. Watch out. Finger strength, quick me flip the muscle. Hard bad, fully equipped, I'm in not hustle. Ship me got a couple bricks in the duffel. I water, my daughter, listen, me tell you something.
Step.
Promise.
What you mean?
Swear so we have Philip lavish till the day I vanish.
Day I vanish.
Take a boat, go on married if it's slow, not the 14th Paris. I hold them up, I'll be like slavery abolish. While I'm a dog, I'm a huggish, my friend.
To the left and to the right, you never shake. Tell the money what I don't feel that I rough will ask my way. Mama me promise I'm gonna jump the heavy weight. Firm and solid, so we're charging every day.
Till we vanish.
Boy, don't go fuck with the garbage. Higher level college, get our youths, get knowledge.
I promise.
Never sell my soul for the lavish. Yeah, we wild and we are kish.
Maxa.
Promise.
Amen.
Swear so we are Philip lavish till the day I vanish.
Till I vanish.
Take a boat, go my married if it's slow, not the 14th Paris.
Brain food night chalice. Half it I'm in a move like novice. Smaddy girl loose night palace. One day for so Alice. Mummy come true ya goddess. Half it from school ya body. Put my hand in the sky next sun for my heart. No matter how the time get hard, man, I go flip the paper. Like COVID could slow it down, we start the bricks later. Fire the devil, cause it real and you're not miss a maker. Big up the maker, cause I diss you pray for things for greater. Instigator, right in at them for it, footy fling the laser. Cause them don't want we for ball like we have links the laker. A millions are implicator, we no simple scraper. Me in a dead and rubber brings, so just one thing for safer. I try to infiltrate the paper, you for build the acre. Kill the eater, win the ditches, swing the riches in my favor. Just poverty alone ain't not a thing we afraid of. In a the name of the king, the savior, tell him something.
Promise.
Amazing, amazing. How proud are your parents of you right now? You're here
my
in
mom,
the UK, you know?
My mom is so proud of me, man.
Yes.
So she's proud of me for going to the Buckingham Palace, taking pictures. Proud of me and going on the BBC and the radio. That's big for me. Proud of me just getting here by myself, because it was me alone and She didn't really like the boxing at first, okay. But yeah, but my father's the same.
Mm.
Loving it, keep posting me all over the place.
Nice.
Yeah.
That
so those two strong people in my life always, yeah.
Do you, have you found, do you feel like you have a new sense of responsibility now? Do you?
Yes, yeah. Definitely.
Yes.
It's giving
okay.
me a different sense of sense of mind of how I can work myself in Jamaica instead
yes.
of when I was in Jamaica just relaxing every day.
Mm.
No. It's give me a sense to get up and go.
Okay.
Yeah,
yes.
Definitely.
I like that. I like that a lot, you know what I mean? So I like boxing, you know.
Yeah.
I'm not a connoisseur. I can't tell you about every great boxer, but I like Frank Bruno, Mike Tyson, Ali, you know, the greats.
The greats.
What I'm seeing now in the boxing space, like we saw Francis Ngannou versus Anthony Joshua, you know. Yeah. How did you find that fight? Did you guys watch that fight? Any thoughts on that?
Yes, I watched it, and I think amateur boxing is the most important thing.
Okay.
In pro boxing, we're big on amateur.
Yeah, okay.
And when you're the best amateur and you go to Olympics, that means you fought the best around the world.
Yes.
So AJ being an amateur Olympian, I think he just had way more experience.
Okay.
So it was expected for him to have outclass.
Yes.
Francis.
Yes.
You can't tell how much fights has AJ had. Come on.
Yes.
Hundreds of sanctioned bouts. So
yes.
I think he had advantage there.
Mm.
And on the other side, I think it's also entertainment, isn't it?
Mm.
You want people to say choose a side.
Yes.
You want a good guy, a bad guy. It's just someone you relate to. So
yes.
I think it's on the entertainment side. I think it's also the promotion is interesting, it's fun.
Yes.
So, skills wise, maybe it was unmatched.
Okay.
But I understand why they would have done it.
Nice. Okay. So also now with Mike Tyson is going to be fighting Jake Paul.
No, throws me off a little bit more, because I think that at least these other two gentlemen were like around the same age.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah.
I think Mike Tyson and Jake Paul
were
probably just bonus 50 together.
Yeah.
They would do something.
Yeah.
Because Jake Paul is gonna get his ass whooped.
Yes,
I'm telling you, he's gonna feel it.
I hope so. I hope
wait,
so. You know,
one thing though, if Jake Paul do last him the three rounds, he maybe could win.
Okay,
but if he doesn't last those three rounds, I'm telling you, he's gonna feel he's not gonna like it.
Fair play, fair enough.
It's just gonna kill him.
You know, we're gonna talk after this fight. We're gonna see what you said has come true, you know? That
definitely,
basically, you know.
Definitely.
People are complaining that these kind of fights are destroying the sport. Do you agree with that?
Yes, in a way, because it's like a hurry come thing.
Mm.
It's like you're just saying put two boxers in the ring and make them some big money.
Okay, yeah.
But the second business wise, you can look at it as like, it's a young fighter and an old fighter coming together and just showing their talents.
Yes.
Because Mike Tyson's a great.
Mm.
Jake Paul is like a young kid that everybody knows social media wise and stuff. So it's not bad, but it's not good for me.
Okay.
In a way.
I hear that.
I'd prefer seeing the best versus the best.
Yes.
Like I would love to see Devin Haney versus Devin Haney.
Okay.
Versus Tank.
Nice.
I like the fight that's coming up now. Ryan Garcia versus Devin Haney.
Yes, big one.
Especially, I want to see Chuck in more fights, because last fight he fought, everybody's complaining that he was running in the ring.
True.
Like,
okay.
He's fighting Edwin.
Yes.
Edwin the Grenade.
Right.
A dumb rep fighter.
He's running, but he has a complaint about his handler or something.
Okay. So, oh man.
Yeah. I could see with it.
Fair play.
Those fights have been good.
Fair play. Felipe, select the song for us.
Okay, so I'm going to play... I would select the song Truths and Rights. So it goes like this. Jaja bless me with the brightest light. Me I go shine it upon the youth them bright, because we're coming for truths and rights.
Nice. Mortimer.
Yes,
big song. Big song. Big selection, you know.
You know we here for the truths and rights. Always.
One voice.
Right over my love over here.
This is Taylor Bliss, and you are now listening to Daddy Daddy's 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 Daddy
Babylon will hear my voice. Cause we there as of truths and rights. Come as of truths and rights.
Yeah. Hey, where to escape to? Where to be free? No humanity in a this reality. In a system and I lose them life. You know, see the whole of we a live one lie. I know it's never fair to the people. When will it ever be? When inequality is the way we profiting. That's the way you keep the youths them poor. And the only reason is to take some more. Well, are we gonna wait around? Or are we gonna make a sound?
Time to find a common ground.
Yeah.
Against the things that bring us down.
Bring us down.
Cause that's our best eye with the brightest light. Shining upon the youth, them shine. God, we they are suffering truths and lies.
They
are suffering truths and lies. And until the day that my soul takes flight, Babylon will hear my voice. God, we they are suffering truths and lies. Come and suffering truths and lies.
Have you ever seen a smile on the face of a child and find a way
out of the place them reside that keep them mind?
Caught in a state of denial that tell them don't try, you will fail is a lie.
When all the youths need is a chance
to apply some care, some kindness, reach far, you're surprised.
Sometimes support change up the course of a life. More time man just won't get a piece of the pie, can't sleep it off.
Listen up to this morning
and simply repeat the day. Exalted, I'ma need you to lead the way.
Cause I'm just a the brightest light. And I am shining for me, you them light. Go with the ass of the truth and light. Come as of the truth and light. And until the day that my soul takes flight, Babylon will hear my voice. Go with the ass of the truth and light. Come as of the truth and light,
Hey, who willing to go make that step? Who I go vote for love when the election set? Whose ex will be the one to represent what's next? Or is it just to get that check? Are the dollars where affect man's sense? Is that what is the intention then? You get the message, do a press back send. This are the answer for the question them. Raise your hand up, it's the next anthem, my friend.
Cause that's a blessing with the brightest light.
And I
shine upon the you them shine. Cause we there are something true and right. They are something true and right.
Big song, big selection there, you know what I mean? Coach Shan, thank you for joining the podcast. We spoke to you a while ago and now you're here. How do you feel? How proud are you of this project and it's coming together now? How do you feel?
I think proud is probably an understatement. It's amazing to actually see them here live in the flesh. You know, this project's been, we've been planning for years now. And there's been a lot of obstacles we've faced, a lot of hurdles, but we managed to overcome them. And we're one of the very few organisations that do work in the Caribbean from London and do the cultural exchange programmes. So a lot of them fail because of the obstacles, but we rose above it. So, yeah.
Good job. What's next for Reboy to Role Model?
Bigger and better.
Okay.
Bigger and better. So more young people, more boxing, more sessions, more fights, more development, more empowerment, and then coming out of Jamaica, empowering the rest of the Caribbean and Africa through the use of boxing and personal development.
Nice, nice. Thank you very much. Kayman, if there's one thing you could tell other youths out there now about boxing and this project, or, you know, it could be anything different, what would you tell them now?
Chase that dream. Don't give up. Never stay one place. Always keep moving. Keep that going. Don't be procrastinating a lot.
Indeed.
Just take a risk.
Indeed.
It always works, because I did the same and take a risk with boxing. And I'm reaching far.
Yes.
Farther than I thought.
Good.
Yeah. And with God. Yeah.
It's a nice feeling.
Always.
Nice feeling, you know.
Yeah.
I know you got a t-shirt business.
Yeah.
Let's give that a plug now, you know what I mean? Because, you know, talk about that.
I started it. I got some graphics designing. I'm just learning some more techniques and how I could use the Adibayol and stuff. I was just trying to get the proper printers, because I hate printing just the one colored thing and then I have to print again. I just want to get a printer that I can print all over and then
okay.
one go. So I've been working with my mom, and she been doing stickers and t-shirts regular, but yeah, it's going on, it's continuing.
Okay.
It's good.
Keep it the good work, yeah? Keep it the good work. And we're hoping that people listening, they may want to donate anything to yourself, the Reborn to Woman project. Is there ways that they can do that? How can that happen?
Yeah, so they can do it through our GoFundMe. If they just go on GoFundMe, type in the Reborn to Woman project, they can donate there. Alternatively, what they can do is pop us a message via Instagram, and we can also send them the Just Giving page and other pages that they can donate to.
Great stuff, great stuff. K-Man, take us out with a final song.
A final song. Sheesh.
Anything that comes to your mind. What do you train to? What do you train with? Like, you know, anything.
I'm not really training on a silent note, but okay. As I said, I'm a massacre guy. So I would be like, pain in every language.
Okay, yeah. Big song, big selection, yeah. Big up, big up, you know.
Don't know we are human being, the whole are we vulnerable. And me can tell you pain in every language. Me can tell you pain in every language.
Blessed love, this is Mikey John and Chunto. Daddy,
same old book, same old dirty boy, same old cook. From high school days, me know the place gone shook. Everything changing, not the place, come look. One lip of money, one lip of grains, book, book. If my pop it off, I no grains in a foot. All of my life, all of my days, I'm put. Put in a this, for see the change, me a look. One lip of food, go grab a plate, we a cook. So me strap up, me got it, them can't trick me. Hard at the back, a sweet at the victory. Hey, mommy, some ice, get soup, man, kill a picnic.
Never.
Just the life of the money, the power strictly.
Yeah,
yeah, me come from a gutter, this ain't no Disney.
No.
Yeah, my eye off on the junks, I know me tipsy. Say a prayer for the tongues, the road risky. Hey, me can tell you pain in every language. Me can tell you pain in every language. But we bustin' every chain in every bandage. But me no pa brain just to get a sandwich. Pain in every language. Yeah, we know a pain in every language. Spanish and Portuguese. Fight the fight like Chinese and Japanese. Try start the thing the Celtic and the Glock a breeze. Tap fam, Javan, Ferran. Pull up and gyal a run the bisou like Heron. Grow coarse and wild and dark, full of venom. Fendi dep on the bass and all the man. Struggles and pain what we been through. Me no like inform and me no bring news. Buy a house on the beach with a hill view. Oh, you fin no pain like the youth, them a see view. Yeah, got me little bit me ambitious. Make the millions and get the city
like
solid up.
Like
me dear one dogs, them dead enough. Feel me dogs, them near the prison where you wear the cuff. Baby, me can tell you pain in every language. Me can tell you pain in every language. But we bustin' every chain in every bandage. But me no pa brain just to get a sandwich. Pain in every language. Sleepless nights when we're growing up. Youth we are 13 and move like a grown up. Look for my good, get a product. From you see me, you not fi ask if man grow rough. Pandemic road, you have to tough up and brave. Yeah, me used to suffer, now me strap up and rave. Brand new matic in a the kid like first aid. Sika is a child at the ghetto like Dave. Regular me looking at the face of fear. Can't fear nothing else. Him said that are the worst and show me something else. Please go for help. Dreams have me upset. Put my life on the line for seal up the world.
Life in a tired to be trapped. Go lean up in bed.
Me have the drive, you forgot. Fathers, please touch me health. Give me the strength, give me the strength. No need nothing else. Hey, me can tell you pain in every language. Me can tell you pain in every language. But we busting every chain in every bandage. Maybe up me up a brain just to get a sandwich. Pain in every language.
Felipe, K-Man, thank you very much. Any last words from you, sir?
Well, I just say, please stay on the lookout. Mm. You're going to see us. You're going to see us up and down.
Yes.
I have just big up Shan, you know. Shan, the co-founder of the Rude Boys Rolling Out Project. I think without the faith, without the work that we put in, we wouldn't have reached this far.
Mm.
So big up to Shan, and hey, that English is our pleasure.
Always, always, sir. Honor. Blessings. Okay, man. Yep. Bless pass. Bless.
Bless.
Some things are just never said. No.
I like it.
Oh, oh, yeah. Story of my life, ordinary person just like you. If you take a look inside, see the great things that people do. Changing lives day and night, but nothing I do ever makes the news. Still I have to do what's right, to the king of all kings, all praises due. Yesterday I was on a train, a little boy asked me my name. He said, sir, I've seen you before, tell me who are you? Said I am a legend that you never heard of before.
That song was actually selected by Felipe. Big up yourself, sir. Big up yourself, K-Man. Everybody over there in Jamaica at Sugar's Knockout Gym. Power Mobile Gym here in the UK. Coach Shan, big up yourself. People, if you want to get interactive with this Rude Boy to Role Model project, follow them at Rude Boy to Role Model on Instagram. That's RUDEBWOY. The number 2, role model, RoleModel.
You take a look inside.
On Instagram, also at _.powermobilegym for more information. Or simply follow Reggae in the City podcast. Get in touch, ask us how you can help, how you can get involved in this massive, positive initiative. Legendary, Rude Boy to Role Model Project. Thank you, keep up the good works, yes?
I like it.
That's my time. Remember the man that walks backwards stumbles, but the man that walks forward too fast trips out. Keep it moving and catch you next time.
One vice. Story of my life, ordinary person just like you. If you take a look inside, see the great things that people do. Changing lives day and night, but nothing I do ever makes the news. Still I have to do what's right, to the king of all kings, all praises due. Yesterday I was on a train, a little boy asked me my name. He said, sir, I've seen you before, tell me who are you? Said I am a legend that you never heard of before. I said I am a lion, but he never heard me roar. I am a hero that nobody celebrates. But if one person remembers my name, that means I made a change. I'm the man who cooks the food and feeds the street people in the afternoon. I'm the lady with the broom, sweeping the halls of your son's preschool. I'm the soldier who's up all night, making sure everything's alright. And if you ask me, I'm quite fine, being an ordinary person doing what's right. Yesterday at the football game, a little girl asked me my name. She said, sir, I've seen you before, tell me who are you? I said, I am a legend that you never heard of before. Said, I am a lion, but you never heard me roar. I am a hero that nobody celebrates.
But if
one person remembers my name,
listen, this is Mark to represent for Daddy English Reggae in the City podcast.
From the ocean of fame, I'm an unknown sailor. I'm the percussionist playing with the whalers, the one with the shaker, the mover and shaker. My name wasn't on the front of the paper, but me not cater. Much more than the work of the work is greater. Creation glorifies creator. So all deeds done are in the name of my maker. I am a legend that you probably never hear about. Words from the lion's mouth. I am a hero that nobody celebrates. But if one person remembers my name, give praise, that means I made a change.
Can I have a legend? I am a
Story of my life, ordinary person just like you. If you take a look inside, you see the great things that people do. We're out here changing lives day and night, day in, day out. BBC don't show it, CNN don't show it, he's out.